Idea Work Number 3. Assembling an Idea Portfolio. For choreographer Twyla Tharp, ideas come in cardboard boxes. Plain old file boxes, like the ones that line shelves in lawyers' offices. That's where she stores her inspiration and insights. A 1992 recipient of the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Fellowship, known as the Genius Grant, Tharp starts every one of her choreography projects with a box. I write the project name on the box, and as the piece progresses, I fill it up with every item that went into the making of the dance. She keeps notebooks, news clippings, CDs, videos, books, photographs, art objects, and even toys in these boxes. The materials for Movin' Out, a dance musical set to Billy Joel's music and lyrics, filled 12 boxes. Like Tharp, all of us have places we go to for ideas. It may be the New York Times, which Tharp scans each day for articles and photographs, or a source of our own making, perhaps a box or a file folder with ideas for a future project. The task of an idea hunter is to add value to these habits by making them explicit. You're far more likely to produce a regular flow of ideas when you're thinking constantly about where and how to get them. When you do that, you're well on your way to assembling an idea portfolio. The portfolio should contain your active sources of ideas, the ones you scan regularly. It should also include collections of ideas themselves, kept in boxes, for example, because they are also sources, triggering new thoughts, which should then be added to the collection as well, every time they are reviewed. If you think of these sources and collections as a portfolio, you're less likely to take them for granted. Instead, you'll begin to look at them as assets. They are, arguably, the most vital assets in today's professional markets. And learn to leverage them. Start by taking stock of your current sources. Websites, blogs, favorite TV shows, books and other print media, friends, family, colleagues, customers, vendors, direct competitors, museums, and so on. We suggest examining your idea sources through a process we call the Portfolio X-Ray. The assessment includes asking yourself questions such as these. Where and how do I get my ideas? What magazines, journals, and papers do I use regularly? What useful books have I read recently? What websites do I visit on a regular basis? With whom do I converse in order to find ideas? Who challenges my ideas, and by doing so makes me think more effectively? Am I interacting with the same people day after day, or am I making new contacts, finding people outside my usual circle and field of expertise? And finally, where, if at all, have I missed opportunities for idea exchanges? Your answers to these questions will help you pinpoint aspects of your idea hunt that could stand improvement. For example, it may turn out that you're drawing on too few sources, which would mean you're not working with enough ideas. Or, perhaps, you're consulting too many sources and finding too much information that is not especially relevant to your goals as a professional and the specific needs of your projects. Another possibility is that you're not involved in enough interpersonal conversations, whether face-to-face or through all the other means, for example, phone, email, Google Talk, and so on. As we'll see further in Chapter 6, conversations play a critical role in generating the insights and experiences that bring about real innovations. Or maybe all of your professional conversational time is with people who know the same things you know, which dampens the prospects of coming up with fresh ideas. We suggest keeping a journal for 2 weeks. Jot down your idea sources as you consult them during that time, noting which ones you tap most often and which ones spark your curiosity or lead you down other worthwhile trails. Or, if you prefer, simply pull out a sheet of paper now and start brainstorming a list. The point is to see your emerging portfolio in a tangible form. How does it look? What critical sources are absent or underrepresented? There is no right or wrong answer here. You're creating a picture of the way you hunt. Only you know if this is the portfolio you want and need, and much of that assessment will depend on your own gig. In other words, the portfolio has to connect with your self-definition and goals as a professional. It also needs to be key to the projects that are commanding your attention. After you assemble your idea portfolio, you need to explicitly manage and monitor it. Consult your sources regularly and systematically, preferably every day. Then ask yourself more questions, such as these. Which sources create the greatest value for you? Which can lead to real progress? Do you feel you are making progress every day, or only in fits and starts? What have you observed about how others manage their idea sources? Would any of their practices work for you? And finally, what are you doing now that you didn't do before, and why? This process will help you realize that some sources might need to be tapped more often, others less often, and still others dropped altogether. Keeping your portfolio fresh and diverse will best serve your evolving needs and challenges. Tech box. Once you're working with a productive array of sources, you have to figure out how to store the better ideas that flow from those sources and make them accessible. As we've seen, choreographer Tharp prefers to collect them in boxes. Other people rely on carefully arranged index cards, she writes in The Creative Habit. The more technological among us put it all on a computer. Anything can work so long as it lets you store and retrieve your ideas and never lose them. Tharp's boxes are most certainly a storage mechanism, but they also take on a life of their own as she revisits them, adds to them, extracts new ideas from them. In one box was a news photograph of an ancient pottery shard, depicting a communal migration which sparked an idea that eventually led to Tharp's hand-holding dance, Westerly Round. Such a collection could be filled with ideas from old projects or from projects that never got off the ground. Or it could contain ideas that are coalescing into a new project. Collections of this kind are a distinct part of an idea portfolio. IDEO, a leading product design firm, is particularly good at keeping ideas and inspiration accessible, in part because much of the company's stockpile of ideas is embedded in objects that on-site designers can see, touch, and play with. IDEO's designers have compiled a shared trove of more than 400 gadgets in what they call TechBox, as the technology management researcher and former IDEO engineer Andrew Hargaden has chronicled. It's a set of tool cabinets at the firm's headquarters in Palo Alto, California, now viewable to the entire company through its intranet. It takes other forms, such as boxes and shelves, at IDEO offices elsewhere. At various times, the eclectic array of stuff has included a toy robot, ski goggles, the bottom of a Guinness can, and glow-in-the-dark fabric. All the items represent ideas from past or future projects. The tech box is there for inspiration, but also for experimentation and practical use in designing products. The toy robot, for example, might have the right sound for something that designers and engineers are working on. Or it might serve as a useful prototype for a new product. Other items might have the right click, fit, shape, or heat response. You don't have to be a product designer to have a tech box. Anyone can collect ideas, and in all sorts of ways. The tech box could be a file drawer, with a collection of old presentations continually revisited when putting together new ones. It could be the folder icons on the desktop of your PC, or a dedicated email box where you send yourself articles, notes, and correspondence. Whatever and whenever it is, it should be visible so that it reminds you that the ideas are there, waiting to be used and developed. Speaking recently with Ronald L. Sargent, the chairman and CEO of Staples, Andy mentioned how important it was to file away an idea rather than let it evaporate. Sergeant replied instantly. I don't file it, I carry it. At that moment, the Staples chief pulled out a thick file folder containing active ideas relating to especially important problems that he's addressing and opportunities he's pursuing. The collection may include, on any given day, a clipping from the Wall Street Journal, a note written to himself while on a flight, a copy of a PowerPoint presentation, or other useful material. I carry it with me, all the time, he said. That's a tech box. What distinguishes it from an ordinary file folder is not the object itself, but the way it's used. It needs to be close at hand. In Sargent's case, it's literally in hand, whenever a new idea hits you. As part of your portfolio, your collection of ideas should be reviewed regularly. Every once in a while, set aside a few hours to revisit all of your idea collections. Read, touch, and ponder. You may discover a new use for an idea or see connections that eluded you before. Or you may notice that some of your ideas no longer fit with your gig. Jettison those to open up space for the ideas that you're hunting for today. Sargent routinely inspects his folder of especially active ideas. You look at it and say, I thought this was a good idea 6 months ago, but it's not now. I'm going to throw that one away, he told Andy. Just as often, he'll realize that some item recently clipped or copied fits with a problem or project he's been worrying over. Used in such a fashion, a tech box collection keeps delivering ideas you need when you need them.